Hello. She's on First Pilates Weekend.
Yeah, hi, good morning. My name is Kaya, calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Is this Jelone?
This is Jelani, yes.
Oh, hi. Okay, I'm happy I got in touch with you. I tried calling you a few times. The office was closed yesterday?
Yes, I can help you.
Oh, okay. I'm calling in reference to the patient, Rosemary Koch.
Okay, Ms. Cook, yes.
So, any updates on the auth?
So there was her authorizations from her previous company. So in order for her to split her hours up, she had to get that situated because they were saying they didn't have the authorization at all. So they weren't paying her caregiver. So we had to get that situated before I could even split up her hours.
What do you mean? The other agencies said that they don't have the auth at all?
Yes. They were saying they didn't have anything from her. So in order to split her hours on the form that I submit to UM, it was asking for a schedule for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give you guys a schedule because her caregiver wasn't being paid. So we didn't have a schedule situated. I don't know. I haven't followed up with her because I'm just getting back in the office and I probably have to call her later. I have to follow up to see if the other company has their hours. If they have their hours, I can split the hours up between you guys. But I can't split it up if she doesn't give me a schedule. Because she was pretty much saying she was going to utilize you guys for the days that the other company couldn't fulfill her need. But that's not how that works. Keystone wants the actual schedule of the hours that you guys are going to.
Mhm. Okay. So let me call the patient. Let me try to get that situated. All right.
Like we got guys, because I've been back and forth with Miss Rosemary. Me and her been in communication because we were trying to get the payment situation settled. And I told her that I would reach out to you guys once I get that situated. I can't send a driver authorization if I don't have one. If she didn't have a schedule to provide me, I told her I was like, I see them calling, but it's nothing I can do right now until I get this situated. So I was back and forth with UM trying to get that situated. I don't know if it's situated because I submitted it last week. It said give them 2 to 3 business days to submit it, and yesterday the offices were closed, so I don't know if it's in. If it's in, I will reach back out to you later on today, and we can get that situated. I have to reach out to Ms. Rosemary to get a schedule. I don't have a schedule.
Perfect.
She was unable
to
provide me a schedule.
So can I expect a call from you later today?
I can't make no promises. Like I said, I'm just getting back in the office. We were off yesterday, and I'm out doing my business right now, so I'm in the community. I'm actually driving right now. So I can't make no promises for no authorizations to be sent today. But if I don't call you today, I will definitely follow up tomorrow.
Perfect. So, yeah, so the patient really needs the care, and the caregiver is fully compliant, ready to start. So as soon as possible, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, so like I said, I have to deal with the one company first, and then I'll deal with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
After I make sure she's situated with her actual company, then I can move to split the hours. I can't do anything with the hours if they don't have the hours.
Right.
So she's not being provided care at all. So once that's situated, I will give you guys a follow-up call.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.